Robin will now introduce our second set of stories from the evening news.
We heard last week about the dust that was coming from the Anglia Square demolitions. The last part of the car park has now been knocked down, but Roy's supermarket had to close temporarily as a result of the dust, and other businesses were badly affected. The Anglia Square reconstruction is already making parking difficult in the area, so increases in parking charges across Norwich are unlikely to be welcome. Nor is the newly approved plan to fine Norfolk motorists who park on pavements. Although this may be popular with those who find their pavements obstructed, Elaine will brave the Anglia Square dust.
The remaining section of a car park has been knocked down after contractors began demolishing Anglia Square more than a month ago. The multi-storey site has turned to rubble as builders from DSM Demolition Limited used two hydraulic crushers to pull down the remaining 50-foot wide square. Demolition of the site began in November and is expected to take about 6 months to complete. Part of the project includes the construction of 1,100 new homes, including at least 50% affordable homes. There will also be a revamped office and shopping space. The scheme is being led by an investment partnership between Aviva Capital Partners and Norwich City Council, with funding from Homes England.
Videos show demolition dust causing a total whiteout in a city street and forcing business to close. Last week, a fog of debris descended upon Magdalene Street as the Anglia Square car park was destroyed by contractors. Shops including Roy's and Mercury Communications were forced to close as the street was completely shrouded in dust. Leroy Barrett, who runs Mercury Communications, which is opposite the demolition site, has said it was a total whiteout. A plume came straight over and engulfed us. It blew open the flaps on my shop door. I could not stay. I had to leave. My eyes were burning and my throat was sore. And a spokesman from Norwich City Council, which is leading the redevelopment project, previously said the contractor is implementing all practical measures on site to address dust by damping down surfaces and using various suppression systems to mitigate the dust.
Drivers will have to pay more for pay and display tickets on Norwich's streets when parking charges go up next month. The cost for short-stay parking in on-street bays in 35 Norwich streets will go up from Monday, April the 20th. The Norfolk Parking Partnership, made up of councillors from authorities across the county, agreed in 2022 that short-stay on-street parking charges on Norwich's streets would automatically increase each April. The amount which tickets will go up this year varies, depending on which of two bands a street's parking bays are in. Those in Band A will go up to £2.40 for up to 30 minutes from the current £2.30. In Band B, charges will be raised from £1.70 for up to 30 minutes to £1.80 for that period of stay. In 2024 to 2025, on-street parking charges in Norwich netted the partnership more than £480,000. Between December 2024 and November last year, more than 39,000 penalty charge notices were issued to Norfolk drivers for contravening parking regulations.
Norfolk motorists who park on pavements could find themselves hit with council fines before the year is out. Leaders at Norfolk County Council have confirmed they are ready to punish drivers who obstruct pavements when the authority gains new and improved legal powers later this year. The Department for Transport has confirmed councils will be able to restrict pavement parking across much wider areas than before, and County Hall is prepared to crack down on the issue. It would enable the council to fine drivers who park on pavements where restrictions have been introduced. The level of fines has yet to be confirmed, but in London, drivers can be fined up to £130, while in Scotland, fines are £100.